Do we have proponents of House Bill 1029? Are you the only one that works for...
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Patty Warkentine, here with the Department of Human Services in support of House Bill 1029, which is an act to allow for a change in the composition of the Board of Service to the Blind and Visually Impaired and to repeal certain functions of the board. And again, I did hand out some bullet points. Without going into a lot of further detail, this bill does resemble House Bill 1027 for the same reasons. The Service to the Blind and Visually Impaired is the sister agency of public vocational rehabilitation here in the state, and also are required to follow the mandates outlined in the 1998 amendments to the Rehab Act. We follow the same state assurances when we submit our state plan on an annual basis, which is subject to approval. And we also have our on-site review where representatives of our Rehabilitation Services Administration federal partner are in the state to verify that we are in compliance with the federal law. Again, the second part of this bill is also the functions of the State Rehab Council, in this case the Board of Service to the Blind and Visually Impaired, is very prescriptive and is also outlined in Section 105 of our Federal Rehab Act. That is why we intend to repeal the composition and functions, leaving in the creation of the board, but then following the federal law as far as those additional requirements and taking it out of state law.
Are there questions from the committee? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you tell me, how are these people appointed?
They're appointed by the governor, and it is a governor's appointment that is indicated in federal law that it has to be an appointment by the governor.
Are they for certain terms?
Yes, they're three-year terms staggered, so we do have them. Not everyone is not expiring their term at the same time. Okay. The representation as far as a majority of individuals in this case have to have be blind or visually impaired, have to have a disability, all of that is prescribed in our Federal Rehab Act.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions from the committee? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Patty, when they do the on-site review, would they do both the blind and visually impaired and the other companion agency at the same time?
Yes, they do. Okay. They take a week and they do 2.5 days of one agency and 2.5 of the other.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions from the committee? If not, then, are there further proponents of House Bill 1029? Seeing none, are there opponents of House Bill 1029? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Senator McIntyre.
Mr. Chair, I would move do pass.
Move McIntyre, second Olson, do pass on House Bill 1029. The clerk will call the roll.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Dagan.
Sutton. Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Albert.
Aye.
Again, I'll move consent.
Second. Moved Ham, second Olson, to move the consent calendar. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. House Bill 1029 will go to the consent calendar.